Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of.
Hello everyone. Welcome to another episode. Before I get started, I just want to express my gratitude for you for listening. I have learned so much and since starting this podcast, and I love to share things that I'm learning, and I'm so grateful that there are people listening each week, although I don't know who, but whoever you are, I am very grateful for you. And if you enjoy these episodes, it would be great if you could rate the show. It's funny to say show. Well, to rate this podcast so I get a better idea. Yeah, if people like it. And if you feel guided to share it with other people who may benefit from listening, feel free to share it with them too. Thank you so much. So today's episode is about embracing discomfort. And what got me onto this topic is that I watched a video on YouTube. I will put the link in the show notes by Rupert Spira, where he talks about practicing Advaita in daily life. And what he was saying is that if you do something for the joy of it, to keep doing it. So it's very important that we are aware why we are doing things. Why this stuck with me is that I notice that sometimes I do things to distract myself from feeling certain things. For example, he said, you know, if you enjoy watching a movie or reading and you do it for the joy of it, well then, you know, keep doing it. But if you're watching a movie or reading because of feelings of boredom, dissatisfaction, or lack, then it's best to face that feeling. Because obviously that feeling is something that's always present within. You know, sometimes we may not be aware of it, but it will always be there dormant to just rise when it's asking for attention to be healed. But it feels very uncomfortable to do that. So what do? We distract ourselves by watching television, by ringing up a friend. We start reading. Whatever it is that you do to distract yourself, scrolling on Instagram or social media, that's another thing. But these feelings will keep coming back until we face them. And I thought that was very interesting because I love to read. I love to read spiritual literature, mainly non-dual teachings. And I was already aware of this, but I'm so glad that I listened to this video because it was a very good reminder for me to be very aware that when I want to read, if it is because I really feel inspired to read, or because I'm trying to distract myself from feeling whatever it is that needs to be felt. And especially the last few weeks have been quite tricky and difficult at times. And I notice myself reaching for my Kindle while at the same time being aware that it may be a better idea to just sit and meditate. But I would still go for the Kindle. thinking, you know, that's good for me too. But that's still avoiding what is going on. So what's the result? These feelings keep coming up. So I'm so glad that good old Rupert reminded me of this. So that's why I felt like sharing this with you, because I think this is something that almost everyone experiences. I could be wrong, but I'm sure many people experience this. So instead of turning on the television or keep watching, if you feel there is some kind of, if you feel, even if it's very subtle, that you're not fully at peace, see if you can put the book down, see if you can put your phone down, see if you can turn the television off and just sit with the feeling. You can just feel it. No need to observe it. You could ask if you want to, you know, if you feel a connection to Source, God, Jesus, just your inner teacher, you can, or just, you don't even need to say any of those things. But you could even just ask yourself the question, what is this for? What is this feeling trying to tell me? What do I need to know now? And then you can even go on to ask yourself, who is feeling bored? Who am I? And, you know, you don't have to do anything else. You can just observe what's coming. You can notice if the feeling subsides, if you feel like a feeling of peace returns. And then you can decide, you know, to pick up your phone again or to watch telly or to read again, but it may be likely you won't do that. You know, life is a school, it's a classroom, and I am aware that I don't need to read anything more. That's why I did the being experiments, where I didn't read for 49 days and spent more time in being, because there's this part of me that knows this, and it is not my intention to be a seeker for the rest of my life. To stop seeking is to start being. And not to escape in books, even though they're spiritual. And my ego may say, go on, read a book. It's good. This is, you know, this is what's going to lead to your awakening. But it's not really. It is just another distraction, albeit a spiritual one. So I'm onto it. I'm aware of it. And I think that's the main thing, to just be aware. Even if you are bored and you don't want to face it, the fact that you can be aware of feelings of boredom, that's already so good. And if you can then not judge it, that would be even better. So I invite you to join me to become more alert to whenever there isn't a full peace and you're distracting yourself. See if you can just face those feelings and then see what you are inspired to do. So yeah, I feel like it's all about embracing the discomfort. Everything happens for our own awakening. So you may as well embrace all the discomforts that comes up. At least that's my intention. Thank you for listening to this episode. I wish you a beautiful day or evening wherever you may be. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing to Life Will Provide and leaving a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use.